Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341.
One in the head, one in the back, bubbling. Look at the cash coming in.
All right, folks, welcome in. Hey, it's a beautiful Sunday morning here in Colorado Springs. Thanks for joining us. It's Justin Hermes. And I say welcome in, that's right, because you are talking to me this morning and you're thinking, Justin, how can I get into the real estate market? How can I do it? It's so tough. There's not many homes on the market. And we're doing it all day long, guys. We're doing it all day long. I just put a townhouse under contract this week. 200,000, 1,500 square feet. Awesome area. Can rent it for 1,600. My guy's going to make 400 a month passive income. Boom! Just like that. Easy peasy. And most realtors say, no, you can't find anything under 300. Oh my gosh, under 250, you really can't find anything. Well, you know what? You can't. That doesn't fly with me. We're saying, yes, you can. You can. And that's all you have to remember. So call me if you want to be a winner. 719-232-1063. Justin Hermes, Remax Properties. I'm a native here. I own 19 rental doors myself. Okay, as a 29-year-old, I've done that all within the last 5 years using these simple systems, and they work. And I've helped other people obtain as many as 8 doors in as little as 2 years. That gentleman made $35,000 a year. So you don't have to have a lot of money to invest in real estate. You have to have a game plan, though. And that's where we help you. So call me if you want to get into it, 719-232-1063. The title of today's show is Home Run Updates for Your Home. That's right. We're talking about money you're putting in that is wise and smart, where you're going to see the return. We're going to have Noah from Pioneer Construction join us, talk about doing those updates, thing you got to watch out for, pulling permits, all that jazz. We talk about the good. The good is 2 hotels are approved for Airport Park. That passed with flying colors with City Council, and Marriott's going to be going in. I'm telling you, that Airport Park is being built up. It's a great area to invest. You're going to see powers extend all the way down there, all the way south, and that whole strip's going to be hot, hot, hot. You got to get in. Also, Calgary is bringing their AHL team to the World Arena in 2 years. Nobody has this right now as far as news goes. I did research on it. No one has the news. I have a source within the NHL arena. It's coming. It's happening, okay? The bad, obviously, Colorado Springs officer shot. Please pray for him and his family. Our law enforcement is such a blessing to this community, and we want to make sure he makes a speedy and fast recovery. So make sure you stick around here for the meat of the show, the second segment where we talk about home run updates for your home. If you have questions in the meantime, feel free to call me at 719-232-1063. You're listening to Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes. We'll be right back. Rocky Mountain High.
Back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, thanks for hanging in with me. Welcome back to the second segment here of Real Estate Realities. My name's Justin Hermes. I'm bringing you all the up-to-date real estate news here in Colorado Springs and telling you, when people say it can't be done, the market's too tough, we're doing it. We sold 28 homes last year under 300. I'm about to write one up today off the Powers Corridor for $230,000. That's right. And it's not a condo. It's not a small townhouse. It's a 1,600-square-foot house. Come on, folks. The deals are there. Call me if you want to be a part of the winning team, 719-232-1063. Before we get into the home run updates for your house, I'm going to give you a quick market update here for January, and I'm going to go over sold properties and certain price points. I think it's going to shock you, okay? So between $200,000 and $250,000 over the last 90 days, 511 sold properties in that price point between $200,000 and $250,000. From $250,000 to $300,000, 859. Big numbers there. And then between 300 and 350, 849. Between 350 and 400, 505. This is the last 90 days, folks. And between 400 and 450, 322. Between 450 and 500, 218. And then this is where we start to see it soften. It's on the downhill trend there from 400 really down to 600, because 500 to 600, we have 235. And then here's the big, big change. 600 to 700, 109. 700 to 800, 55. 800 to 945. 900 to 1,000, 15. And 1,000,000 to half, 1,500,000, 17. And 1,500,000 to 2,000,000, 5. And 2,000,000 and above, a total of 2. Okay, folks, so we're seeing that big shift, 600 and above, and we're starting to see it slide down, really, 400 and above, okay? Here's why I'm bringing it up, and it goes into today's title of the show, Home Run Updates. If you're at that price point of 200 to 350, be careful what you do to the house and how much money you spend to update it, because that stuff's selling like hotcakes, okay? It's selling like hotcakes, so be careful. You don't want to be doing all these updates when the thing's going to sell like wildfire anyway. Okay, now, on the other side of the coin, if you're 400 and above, ding, 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 you need to listen and do these things, because you have competition out there that you need to compete with, and you need to separate yourself from the pack, folks. Okay, so we're going to start from the top here. I'm going to run it down for you, all right? Not in a list of importance, but all my ideas here. And then at the end, I'm going to give you my top five. My top five of what you really need to pay attention to, okay? If you have questions about any of this stuff, feel free to call me at 232-1063. We're talking lighting, folks. Stuff that costs you a couple bucks. You got to make sure you have bright light bulbs. All the time I go through homes and it's dark, it doesn't show well, and that's not good. I tell my sellers right away, make sure you got the high wattage bulbs. That place is bright, you got the blinds open, the sun's shining, okay? The human mind doesn't work well. We go into a place that's dark, and it doesn't look bright, it doesn't look open. So make sure you get those bright light bulbs. That's number one, folks, bright light bulbs. Brighten up that house, okay? If you have an older house and you have popcorn ceiling, I know many homes have the popcorn ceiling. I have it myself. And I tell people, you know what? I don't care. I'm living in it. The popcorn doesn't bother me. Shoot, I love popcorn. It's my favorite snack. I get hungry, I scrape a little off, and I eat it. It's fantastic, and it's good for you. All jokes aside, if you're going to sell, it does date your home, folks. It does date your home. It can be easily scraped off. Make sure you wear the right protective mask or hire a professional. And you can scrape that popcorn ceiling. It's going to modernize the heck out of your home. Going to do you a ton of good. That's number two on the list. And we're going to stick with the paintbrush here, folks. Because when you scrape that stuff, you got to paint it. And then also, paint the walls. Brighten it up. Paint goes a long way. And that's something you can do yourself if you're careful. You tape it up. You do a good job. Fantastic. If you're not going to be an expert in that area, use a pro. Because if you put the money into it and you go buy a bunch of paint and you paint it and it looks like garbage, you're doing yourself a disservice then. You're wasting your time and money. If you're going to do it, gosh darn it, do it right. All right, so paint and go neutral. Nothing dark, neutral colors, brighten up that room. Paint goes a long way. Notice these items, they're all, you know, low dollar items. We're not talking anything major, okay? Let's talk about the front door. First impression of the home. I was showing a house the other day, and the lock really didn't work. I mean, it needed needed to be greased up. It was tough to get it open. I'm going, geez, oh, Pete, this is your first impression of the home, and it's all scraped up, and it needs a paint job. Paint your front door, would you? Just paint it. Get a nice, smooth lock on there. It's a first impression going into the home. Have a nice front door. Come on now. All right? So we're past the front door. Let's talk about the kitchen. Kitchen's a big deal, right? We talk kitchen and master is what I tell my clients is the two main focuses for buyers. Kitchen and master, okay? And I'll hear a lot of agents go, well, let's go to the kitchen. We could use new cabinets. We could use new appliances. Oh, new countertops, new flooring. Hello? You know how much that stuff costs? We're up to around 30 grand. Don't be stupid with your money. Come on, be smart, be effective, okay? So when I look at a kitchen, I've done this myself. Go into the kitchen, good cabinets, refinish them. Get a pro, get somebody who can paint well, get somebody who can stain well. Do those cabinets up nice. Lighter the color, brighter the color, white's in right now. Do that, okay? So we spend money on the cabinets, it's going to cost you $1,000. You hire a real good professional, $1,000. You put some hardware on it yourself, okay? Now we're up to, you know, 1500 tops. And also, you can add in soft close yourself. People don't know that. You can add soft close. Okay? I don't have it. I don't think it's a big deal, but boy, oh boy, buyers, it's a big deal. Wow, these are soft close cabinets. This kitchen's the bee's knees. And I'll backtrack on that. $250 for the soft close hardware and $250 for your exterior hardware are there. So, all right, folks, you know what we're up to right now? We're only up to about $1,500, and the kitchen's starting to look pretty darn nice. Then we head over to Granite Store. If you can't salvage those countertops, you head over to Granite Store, get some remnants, okay? Get some remnants. You don't have to go out and get something that's totally brand new, okay? Or you can use Transformation Granite and go over your Formica countertops, all right? Now we're talking about $6,000. We're at $6,000 here. And the one last thing, matching appliances, stainless steel's in. You can get a used stainless steel set for... You can get a new one for $2,000. You can get a whole set for about $1,500. And there it is, folks. Right around $7,000. We've updated your kitchen, and you're all set to go to market, and you will get your money back out of that, okay? I've done it all, okay? I've done it. I've bought fixer-upper homes. It's not like I'm just speaking off the cuff here. This is stuff I know. All right, let's talk finishing your basement. Number one, going in, you make your money on the buy on the home. I'm a big fan of unfinished basements because you got some equity walking through the door. Now, when you go to sell, it could be a great opportunity to finish that basement. Do it right, though. I've been in so many basements where people finish it, and they've added like a movie room, and oh, I got another room here for my pool table and ping pong, and oh, I got a wine cellar. Isn't this the coolest basement? It's cool, but you're stupid because you didn't add a bedroom and you didn't add a bathroom. Don't finish the basement unless you add a bedroom or bathroom, because that is where you're going to see the major punch. That's where you're going to see the uptick. You're going to finish that basement for $20,000, and you're going to be talking doubling on your money. That's right, doubling. It's going to add $40,000 to your home. Okay, so we got the finished basement. Noah's going to touch on that a little more when he comes in. Okay, replace your garage door. We talked about the front door. We talked about first impressions. Replace that garage door. Come on. First impressions are important. If you say, Justin, my garage door is fine, it works, and you know, that's just the paint job's bad, repaint it. If you got an old wood one, repaint it. Make it look sharp. That goes to the exterior paint, okay? No to vinyl, folks. If you get in a hailstorm, you got vinyl. Do not slap vinyl back on the house. That's the stupidest thing you could do. Switch over to stucco. Spend the extra money. I've done it myself. I had a house on Logan. It had vinyl. Hail damage. Took it off. Got my money for the vinyl, spent an extra $5,000, stuccoed it up, and that's huge on the resale side and on the upkeep as a long-term rental. Okay, if you got press board siding, no worries. A good paint job on that can go a long way. Make sure that you get a good painter. A good paint job should last you 9 to 10 years and go with light colors. You can drive around some new builds to get an idea, but your exterior paint, boy, that is important. And you can get a good painter. I know my friend Blas, he can paint up a house for you, really, a 2,000 square foot two-story for about $2,500 and do you a darn good job. Okay, let's talk about fixtures in the kitchen and in the bathrooms. Light fixtures, folks. Light fixtures are important. They're cheap. It's a great way to update your home. New light fixtures, folks. Go through and put some new light fixtures in the house. Also, here's somewhere to be careful, because I had a friend do this, and it just crushed my heart. I didn't get consulted on it, and they upgraded way too much in their house. They're in a neighborhood where the homes are about $350,000, and boy, they put in upgrades that are I've seen in million-dollar homes, and they went put way too much into it. And now they're going to try to sell. It's not going to appraise. They've over-improved the house for your area, so be careful. Be careful with that as well. When we're talking hardwood floors, refinish them, folks. Hardwood floors are important. The National Association of Realtors says refinishing hardwood floors recovers 100% of the cost at resale. New wood floors recoups 91% of the cost, okay? Refinish those hardwood floors. It makes a big difference. If you don't have hardwood, look at adding in the kitchen and bathroom some nice engineered hardwood, or some new tile or vinyl in the bathrooms goes a long way. And the priority rooms, kitchen and master bath, folks, okay? And when you're talking paint, make sure you go neutral. and back to the exterior on the roof. Make sure you get a qualified company out there to check your roof and make sure you don't have any hail damage before you go to market. And windows, folks, you don't need to go get brand new windows, but make sure you don't have any busted seals. They're clean and they work. They go up and down and the hardware works on them. Very, very important, okay? We breezed through that pretty fast. If you have questions, feel free to call me at 719-232-1063. You're listening to Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes.
Talking about a bunch of shit. Big old pile of shit.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the third segment here. We got Noah Klingon. He's coming in from Pioneer Construction. I'm going to touch a little bit on that last segment there and give you my top five you need to spend money on before you go to market. Bright lights, new light bulbs goes a long way, number one. Number two, new interior paint and new flooring. Refinish the hardwoods, or if you're doing carpet, look on Craigslist. Be thrifty. Go get remnants. Don't just go out to Home Depot and pay for brand new carpet. Hey, maybe you can save the pad. Matching appliances. You can get used ones, but we want those stainless steel matching appliances or black appliances will do, okay? New light fixtures. Very, very important. Put in new light fixtures. That'll help update the home as well as new hardware, maybe in your bathrooms or maybe in your kitchen, okay? And then exterior paint, that goes along with your garage door and your front door. Very important. It's that first impression when people show up. And lastly, I'm going to say, people go, Justin, you didn't touch at all on landscaping. What the heck? Go with rock or mulch. Don't do grass. I'm going to tell you right now, unless you have grass and it's in good shape and you can seed it and water it and spruce it up, great. If not, don't put in new grass because it's not going to take. It's going to be very difficult for you to get it where it needs to be. It's an art, okay, folks? And it costs a lot of money. And here's the best part. If your yard's terrible, fantastic. We'll just sell it in the winter. Doesn't matter in the winter. Everything's dead anyway. So if you have a bad yard, no worries. We'll sell it in the winter when inventory's low anyway. All right, we got Noah through the door here. We're going to fire some questions at him. Noah, welcome in. Tell the radio listeners a little bit about Pioneer Construction.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for having me in today. A little bit about us. We're locally owned and operated here in Colorado Springs. We offer many services in the residential construction side of things, as far as kitchen, bathroom remodels, basement finishes, decks, and more. We are a small business, so the one unique thing about us is we provide that personal relationship with the homeowner. I am the owner. I will be the one that would arrive to your house and provide the estimate, help you with designs. They're from the start to finish. So unlike bigger businesses, we create that personal relationship that you might not get with them.
And I'm gonna butt in right there and tell you, that's the truth, folks, because we've given Noah a lot of jobs for us and for our clients, and he's involved. And these big companies, you get lost in the shuffle, and they don't even know your name. What's your job number? You know, you're going to have that personal relationship and have his cell phone number. And in my opinion, that is half the battle in today's world.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, Justin. It's hard to find that contractor you can trust. And a lot of times today, you may see the owner in the big company on a commercial on TV, and that's about it.
That's right. Yeah, they come in, they get you signed up, and see you later, and that's about all. So the personal touch is huge. And talk a little bit about some of the designations you guys have and what the radio listeners need to be looking for. Number one, they need to be calling you if they're smart, but also what research should they be doing?
Yeah, absolutely. You really need to do your due diligence. When it comes to working on your home, it's one of your biggest investments. It can be as simple as just taking 10 minutes, looking at Google. The BBB is a big one, the Better Business Bureau, Facebook, Yelp. Find pictures on their website as well when you're doing that research. Another way is ask for a site visit. Maybe see a local project they have going on. See if you can come by and take a look. When you're there, check the organization. Make sure that safety is a big issue, especially if they're going to be working in your house and you have kids. Some of the other things you can do to help vet these contractors is have a small assignment for them. If you're having them do a basement finish, maybe have them fix a fence or a gate first.
Exactly. I think that is huge. It's like anything else. You want to have that relationship, get to know them. See the quality of the work they do. That is an awesome suggestion there, Noah.
Another big one is warranty. I personally believe any project should have a warranty big or small. That makes the homeowner feel comfortable that if anything is to happen, they're going to come back and take care of it for you. Who's doing the work is a great question to ask the contractor themselves. Are you going to be physically doing the work? How often are you going to be here? Are you subcontracting it out? Which is fine in some situations to have the subcontractors. The biggest ones that I could probably mention today is references. Getting references, follow up with those references. Give them a call. Ask them about the contractor. Verify the license for that contractor is super, super important. Not just getting the piece of paper of the license from the contractor. Go on the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department website. Verify that they are listed as a licensed contractor in the region. Insurance is another big one. Get a proof of insurance from them. It should come from their agent, not from the contractor. That way it solves two things. You know it's legitimate and it's to date.
That's huge. That's important, guys. Regional building, that's a big one. And I think you can even go down there and ask them if a contractor has complaints out on them. Obviously, you can see the reviews online. All of that is very important. And I think the great nugget I like there is start with a small project. Why dive into something crazy? Like, hey, let's just start with the basement. Do something small, see how they work. And, you know, everyone has different personalities, so that stuff needs to mesh as well. What are some of the things you see homeowners try to do themselves, Noah, that you think, whoa, take a break, or a handyman, someone who's not, you know, qualified like yourself, projects they think they could easily do?
Decks, basement finishes are a big one. I think a lot of people think, well, it's not that difficult. It's just some wood and some nails. I can put this together, but that's not really true all the time. If there's a lot of local codes that you have to follow. If you don't know what you're doing, it could come back and bite you in the butt pretty bad. I've seen situations where homeowners, I forgot to mention, I was a building inspector with Pikes Peak Regional Building Department.
That's huge, folks. He brings credibility and he knows the code. Come on.
So I've seen it from both angles. I've seen it from a contractor and from a building inspector perspective. And when I was a building inspector, I'd have homeowners build a deck and they just simply didn't use pressure treated wood. They used the wrong wood, so the whole deck had to be torn out. That's a lot of money and can cause a big headache, especially if you're going to sell a house and you have no idea until you put it on the market and you're about to close. So yeah, I would definitely call a professional, licensed professional, and vet them and make sure that they're qualified as well.
Yeah, that's a great point on the decks, because we do get the snow here, and boy, that's going to be a real quick issue if you don't use the right material on that. And with a lot of the wind we had out here this week, we're talking fences too, and that's right up Noah's alley. Talk with your neighbor. You always try to get him to split the cost with you. But Noah, what would you say as far as the best material to use for fencing, and should you paint it? What are some of the no-nos?
Fences, decks are really important. Protecting the wood, you'll add a long value to the structure itself by simply just keeping up with the preventative maintenance. One thing we like to do when we build our decks, actually, is use a Protecto wrap on the top of the joist. It protects the top of the joist from rotting, which is a very common problem here with the dry climate in Colorado, and paint right along with it. I mean, paint and stain for fences and decks can go a long, long ways. Can add many years to the life of the structure by just simply painting it and keeping on top of it.
That's right. That's huge, because a lot of people are like, oh, this is great, I got it done. And then all of a sudden in 6 months, it's falling apart. So make sure you call Noah, all right? Don't have too much pride trying to get these jobs done yourself. Call the professional. No job is too big or small for Noah at Pioneer Construction. Noah, go ahead and give them your email and phone number here for the radio listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. We can be reached at 719-822-9222. That's 719-822-9222. You can join us on Facebook, check us out on the BBB or Google. My email as well is nclingan.pioneer@gmail.com. Give us a call. We'd love to help you with any questions or concerns you might have.
Awesome, Noah. Thanks for taking the time to come in today. Really appreciate that.
Glad to be here and glad to talk this conversation with you, because it is very important and there's a lot of scams going on here in Colorado Springs, so I was happy to help.
That's right. It's your largest investment. Be careful with it, folks. Call Noah, Pioneer Construction, 822-9222. If you have any questions about how to get on the winning team, start creating some passive income here in Colorado Springs, get in the real estate market. Call me, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. And remember, like I say at the end of every show, houses and money are fleeting. The most important thing is your family, relationships, peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Realities here, Justin Hermes. Have a great Sunday.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.